still trying to figure out who these people are, and I'm sure we'll be able to do that in due time. But we've had a few reports where basically someone will be, you know, you'll be in traffic, and someone will pull up alongside you and get your attention somehow, and they'll say that there's something wrong with your vehicle. They'll either motion you to pull over, or they'll point at a tire, or, you know, for some reason they'll, or some way they will alert you to a problem with your car. And so, of course, what do? You pull over or pull into a parking lot, and these people will pull up alongside you or behind you, and they'll get out. And what we've been hearing is that they're coming up to the car and explaining that they're a mechanic and they just so happen to have the part that's needed to fix whatever problem they're observing, kind of trying to keep the driver inside the vehicle so they can't get out and see that there's really nothing wrong with it. And then they will kind of, I guess, monkey with the tire or something for a few minutes, and the next thing you know, they're coming up saying, okay, I fixed the problem, but now you're going to have to pay me for that. Another kind of variation of that we've seen or at least heard about is they'll find a vehicle that has a dent, and they'll pull the dent out real quick with a, I guess, with the dent puller and then demand payment for that. So it's real important just to realize, you know, these people are good at kind of getting people worked up, and, you know, you're caught off guard, and, you know, of course you want to do the right thing, and if they sound like they know what they're talking about, then a lot of people will listen. But if something doesn't feel right, never feel bad about either just telling someone to hold on, you know, getting out of that situation if you need to, leaving, or certainly calling us. You know, if you ever feel like something's not right, then your gut instinct is probably correct, because these people are calling after the fact. But we would prefer you call us while it's happening, so we can identify these people, find out what their true intentions are, and, you know, just make sure everybody's taken care of.
And relay that non-emergency phone number. Unless this could be considered an emergency, I wouldn't know.
Well, you know, I just leave that to people's judgment, but typically something like this would be best served by the non-emergency number, unless the person is, you know, feeling threatened or in danger or anything like that. We'll kind of just leave that to people's judgment. But our non-emergency number is good to always have programmed in your phone. I've had it set in mine since before I even worked here. It's 979-764-3600.